This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Second and five at the Detroit 8. 7.5 minutes in the game. Snap to Prescott, standing and looking and throwing right to the end zone. Brandon Cooks! Touchdown, Cowboys. Perfect route, perfect throw. Cowboys regain the lead.
It's the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Reginald Atatula in for Kevin and Corey. Mike Bassick always here with you as always. Happy Friday wherever you are. We are at the Dallas Card Show in Allen, 777 Waters Creek Trail, yes. Or Boulevard.
I think it's Waters.
I always do that.
You've messed me up now by saying that. But I will say, if you go to DallasCardShow.com,
Waters Creek Boulevard,
you're going to find a whole bunch of information there. But come on out, say hi to us. I'll be out here all day, but we'd love for you to come out from some point from 10 to 2 while we're doing the show. But if not, I'll be walking around the show till probably like 6 p.m. tonight.
A lot of fantastic folks getting involved with the program on the Franklin Franklin Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. We were just talking about what moments in sports we would like to see commemorated on a card. Willie Mays, the catch, obviously comes up. And then also the Rougned Odor, maybe the best right hand that I've ever seen thrown in sports outside of combat sports.
That would be a very cool one.
I would absolutely love to see that. But yeah, remember, it's a shout-out Friday. You can text in, and I will do my best to shout you out. This was kind of trending. I know Sean and RJ talked about it, or Sean and Bobby, to be specific, talked about it quite a bit. As over the holiday, I guess I was going to say holiday weekend, but not quite. But
it is the holiday weekend. I saw the traffic. It's definitely a holiday.
Yeah, you guys are definitely out of work. That's one thing I definitely say. But Dak Prescott, the quarterback of the Cowboys, has been spotted wearing a protective boot on his right foot. This kind of just popped up on Twitter, I want to say either yesterday or maybe the day before, possibly. And, I mean, the question that needs to be asked is, how concerned should we be? Because, look, Dak Prescott, star of this team. He is the quarterback of this team, the most important position. And he's taken some knocks, right? He's had some injuries. We've talked a lot about his mobility and what that means to this team. And there was no primer for seeing this. It wasn't like we knew that Dak Prescott was dealing with something or other. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, we just see a picture of the quarterback of this team on vacation with a walking boot on. I think he was like at a marina of some sorts.
Why? Let me ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
I think it's tough because being a celebrity, and he is, you have to watch yourself every time you step out of your house, which stinks.
Yeah.
It really does for the people that are that famous. If Dak
like
is
you,
telling
right?
the truth, and it's just because of the deep sea fishing thing, because he's saying, well, I mean, it swelled up last time I went deep sea fishing, so I put on a boot. Now, my whole thing is, putting on a boot does not help out with swelling. I am not a doctor. I am married to one, and I don't even need to ask her that question. If I have on a boot, it's not going to make it not swell.
Yeah, that's more structural typically, right?
Yeah, and so,
or at least protective of what could be an injury.
My next thing is when he walked out of the house, why didn't he have on – he had on a boating shoe or whatever you call the – you know what I'm saying? Like he had on one of those kind of – what we call boat shoes or whatever.
Yeah,
on the
it
other.
Looked like a little loafer on the left foot. And the
why didn't he
right
wear
foot.
His loafers to the boat and then put on the boot when he gets out into the ocean and so nobody sees him in the boot? To me, it's not like, oh, he's not going to play this year, anything like that. He's been dealing with this major ankle injury and playing great. In fact, probably from what I understand, exceeded expectations on how he's played on that ankle. But this is concerning that he felt like, or a doctor told him, you need to be wearing a boot right now.
Yeah, so Dallas Morning News reporting that This is dealing with a sprained ankle of some sorts, which, look, we all, I mean, if you've existed and if you've maybe even been any level of active, you've probably sprained an ankle at some point. But the, I mean, we've gotten all sorts of different reporting. I know that Clarence Hill of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram got direct confirmation from Dak Prescott that he's fine. Right, that it's just, you know, like you were mentioning earlier, that, you know, he, when he goes on the boat, he feels like there's swelling, and this was maybe a preventative measure. It feels like we've gotten a lot of different answers.
Yeah.
None of them necessarily exactly the same, but all of them going to the idea of this isn't a big deal.
Right.
And so I wonder if people are in that place or inclined to be in that place. And Mike, I'm going to be completely honest. I have a little bit of skepticism with it because not necessarily because I believe that Dak Prescott is some level of liar, what have you, but.
Right.
The Cowboys organization hasn't always been the most forthcoming with us when it comes to some of these injuries, particularly with Dak Prescott. And, I mean, look, I understand why you wouldn't, right? You're not necessarily
right.
going to want everything put out on Front Street for yourself.
Right.
But I go back to when he originally had the foot injury and, you know, they had a surgery. And then we come back around and we find out that after a whole bunch of, like, hubbub about the foot, right, we come back around and, oh, no, there was a second surgery that was done after there was a lot of shooing that idea away, right? Like, we've had information particularly about Dak Prescott withheld from us before.
100%.
And so I'm wondering, like, is this more cause for concern than people inside the Cowboys organization would want us to believe?
The correct answer here is we'll find out.
Sure.
I know that sounds obviously like Mickey, but it is right answer. We'll find out in 3 weeks on July 25th, I believe is their first mini workout.
Yes.
If everything looks like he has been, he's never been the same since that. He's been good. Don't get me wrong. He almost won the MVP last year. I'm not taking a shot at Dak right now. Is Dak has shown he can play on that ankle and play well on that ankle, yet he's not the same. He doesn't move the same since that injury. Here we are approximately 4 years later. And you wonder how much maybe that is. It was two major surgeries. They had to redo it. So you look at it and you go, how much more does that ankle have? And I think it's different. But from what I understand from that surgery he had on his ankle is, I'm just going to compare it to, it's not the same, but compare it to Tommy John surgery. And Tommy John surgery, they'll tell you, you have about 3 to 7 years. They thought seven, but it's getting worse. And that's why they're coming up with a new surgery, Dr. Meister, to hope that they can make it a longer lasting situation. I'm just throwing out a number. We think it has 5 years, or we think it has 8 years until, like, we don't know if he does play on this, how much pressure it can take. And so it's bugging him. There's no way. If it wasn't bugging him at all, he wouldn't be wearing a boot. So it is bugging him. But in 3 to 4 weeks, we'll really know where he's at. They can hide the truth from us right now, or they really are telling the truth.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sure, that's all.
But you can't hide it on July 25th.
And, I mean, look, all of the reports that we've gotten from very trusted sources around Cowboys media are pointing to the idea that, you know, whatever the reasoning that's being thrown out of there, ultimately the belief is that he will absolutely be ready to go when they get to training camp. And so that is, as you mentioned, what we are getting to. But someone here on the text line is linking this a little bit further, Mike, and I'm interested to see your thought process on it. From the 214, they said maybe they, meaning the Cowboys, knew something about his foot prior to this, and that's why they haven't extended him yet. And, I mean, look, you don't have to get to that place to find reasons as to why that extension hasn't been done. I mean, like, Dak Prescott has all the leverage in the world. The Cowboys have notoriously not been the best in these negotiations, and they've often drug things out. If you can always lean on the idea of Jerry Jones using the phrase deadlines make deals,
right?
And so you can get to the reasons why Dak Prescott has not been signed without even going to this place. But if there is the idea that maybe there's an additional level of injury that maybe we don't understand, is that feasible in your mind that could factor into why there hasn't been a deal done with Dak Prescott yet?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes, I agree with the person texting in, but then I think they gave him that huge contract when they didn't know if he could really play football.
Right.
And he did. He was able to play it at a very high level. And so they've done it before where they didn't care at all about the ankle. They just believed it was going to be good. And they were right. They bet on it, and they were right. But I do wonder, this is where I'm wondering too, is if the Cowboys are looking at this going, why should we commit 3 more years to, let's say, Dak Prescott at the highest number in the NFL, which no matter what, he's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL after he signs his contract.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's for 2 months, whether it's for 1 year, he will be the highest paid quarterback, whether it's with the Cowboys or without the Cowboys. But yeah, I do wonder if the Cowboys are like, why commit if we know how jacked up that ankle was, what the recovery has been, how he's overcome it, but yet, and I don't know this, but he still has to wear a boot at times because of how bothersome it is in just real life. In just walking from your wherever he was staying at to the boat dock to having that boot while he's on the boat, something's up. But maybe it's just so minor that he deals with this all the time. It's just one of the first times somebody publicly captured him wearing a boot in the middle of the day in the off season.
Right. And I think that one of the, you know, contextual things that it's worth noting, because I want to be as responsible as possible while talking about this, is remembering just how much physical, you know, rehabilitation is necessary for athletes in their off season. Like, these guys are pushing themselves to the max. In football in particular, I like to call it the car crash sport, because it's, you know, everybody's literally trading on their bodies in a way that's different. But you are a former professional athlete, Mike. I mean, just from your experience, like, what are the types of things that you can think of? Or is there anything that is kind of akin to this that you would see maybe in baseball, of like, if people had seen more of this, they would be more concerned than probably they need and be?
Probably if you got to go into, let's just take today for example. Now we're in the season, but I'm going to use in season for example. If you got to be in the training room from about now, 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and see everything that the Rangers go through to get ready for a game, you'd be like, I don't know if that guy's going to play, or I don't know this and that. But it's just like, hey, whatever I need to do, you know, to a point to be able to play. In the off season, guys dealing with rehabbing injuries, you're kind of like, well, okay, I can see him rehabbing. But I will say this, it's for the most part, you know, you get the elbow brace off. I'm going to call it an elbow brace after a while after Tommy John surgery, not 4 years after Tommy John surgery.
We saw our friend Derek Holland.
Yeah, you don't have to wear that in the off season, you know, just to make sure that it stays stable in the off season here and there. So I do think this, the reason that this really is a story, if people, and I get it, some Cowboy fans are probably like, oh, it's nothing. And hopefully it is kind of nothing, but it is something. We're not taking pictures right now of Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, whoever you think is the great quarterbacks. They're not all wearing a boot on a foot right now. They're all, you know, in their off season, getting prepared for 2 to 3 weeks from now to start training camp, and they're not all in an arm sling or a boot just to make sure they don't have swelling in a certain area of their body.
Maybe we found an answer here from the 903. He was probably drinking and just put the wrong shoe on. You know, happens all the time.
I was like, man, he's confused on what a cowboy boot is.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.